RTE has established that a capacity issue in the National Cervical Check Screening Service has led to around 200 women's samples going out of date. In a statement issued this morning, the Health Service executive said that 180 women who underwent cervical screening in recent months are being asked to undergo a second test. It said the repeat examinations are needed because their samples expired before full testing could be completed. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers.
In March 2020, the HPV screening system was introduced in Cervical Check as a modern overhaul of the old system, and after a series of controversies, inquiries and court cases involving the National Screening Programme. The more modern system looks for the human papillomavirus, which can cause cancer. RTE News has established that a capacity issue in the Cervical Check screening service has led to almost 200 women's samples going out of date, and these women will be informed that they need to be retested. In the almost 200 cases, HPV was found in the women's samples, but they were not sent for cytology examination within the window period of 42 days. The women are due to be contacted this week, along with their GPs, to arrange retesting. Cervical Check has told patient support groups that there are always some expired samples and that the risk to women is very, very low. In a statement, the HSC said the expiry happened because of a delay in the sample processing centre due to COVID-19 restrictions, and it said that cervical cancer is a rare outcome of HPV infection. Anyone seeking further information can contact the National Screening Service at 1800 455 555.
New forensic evidence has been uncovered by an independent police team investigating the abduction and murder of the County Louth farmer Tom Oliver by the IRA 30 years ago. Detectives are pursuing lines of inquiry on both sides of the border and in Australia. It's also been revealed that some former Gardaí they want to speak to have so far refused to cooperate. Here's our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
It was on this date in 1991 that Tom Oliver was abducted on his farm on the Coolie Peninsula. The father of seven was tortured before being shot six times in the head. His body was dumped on a roadside in South Armagh later the same day. The IRA claimed he was killed because he was an informer, a claim his family has strenuously denied. An independent police team investigating his killing has revealed that modern forensic techniques have enabled it to extract significant DNA evidence from material gathered at the time. John Boucher, the officer leading the team, has also appealed to a woman who called the Garda helpline at the time to report the sighting of a grey Ford Orion car to contact them, as they believe it was used to transport Tom Oliver's body. A number of former Gardaí have not cooperated with the inquiry, but Mr. Boucher said he's still working to speak to them. A solicitor for Mr. Oliver's family said they believe there is now light at the end of a very dark tunnel and that the net is closing on those responsible for the murder.
From today, the government ban on non-essential travel has been lifted, having been in place for 16 months. The easing of the restrictions coincides with Ireland joining the rest of the European Union in implementing the digital COVID certificate. The new measures mean that holidaymakers and people reuniting with their families are now permitted to travel to other EU member states. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
After a torrid 16 months, those involved in the international transport, travel and tourism sectors here are hoping today will mark the beginning of the end of overseas travel restrictions. Those arriving here from countries within the EU will no longer have to quarantine if they've proof of being fully vaccinated, having recovered from COVID, or have had a negative PCR test within 72 hours of arrival. Passengers arriving from the UK and US will also no longer have to self-isolate on arrival if they have valid proof of vaccination or that they have recovered from COVID-19. But the rebound won't be immediate. The Irish Aviation Authority said the number of flights during the first half of the year was 62% lower than the same period in 2019. The worst half-year reduction for flight numbers here since records began. And while around 151,000 passengers are expected to pass through Dublin Airport this week, up 50% on last week, the numbers will still be around 80% down on the same week in 2019, underlining the scale of the challenge the sector faces in rebuilding demand and capacity.
The last remaining legal measures to contain the spread of COVID-19 have been removed in England. Restrictions on the number of people meeting indoors have been lifted, and the wearing of masks is no longer legally required. However, the ending of restrictions has become controversial. because of an increase in the number of coronavirus cases in the country, which is now reporting the third highest daily infection numbers in the world. Our London correspondent Sean Whelan.
Daily infections broke the 50,000 mark last week and are expected to double to 100,000 a day in the coming weeks. The government has no plans to control the spread of the disease with anything other than vaccines. It's appealing to the public to exercise extreme care in entering the new reality, one in which nightclubs can open, pints can be bought at the bar, and sports facilities can open to maximum attendances. Mask wearing is no longer legally mandated in England, but some local authorities are continuing to insist on them for use on public transport under their control, including the London Underground buses and taxis. Government communications around today's move have been thrown into chaos by the Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his Chancellor of the Exchequer Rishi Sunak having to self-isolate for 10 days because they were in meetings with the new Health Secretary Sajid Javid, who tested positive for COVID on Saturday.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Mist and fog will clear this morning. Today will be very warm and sunny. It'll be cloudier than elsewhere along south and southwest coasts. Highest temperatures will range from 24 to 29 degrees.